Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And off we go. Joining me now from studentofthegun.com is Paul Markle, the professor. How's it going, sir?
Oh, it's going well. And it's it's appropriate that we're going to talk about the G45 since we, the founder, we just, I don't know if you discussed it with your audience yet, but.
We can discuss it here, too.
Yeah. Gaston Glock.
Right.
He passed on the 27th of December. And, you know, it's love Glock or hate Glock. That man, he did something that nobody else did. You know, I think in, you know, our modern world, a lot of people, especially if they're under 40, and I know if they're under 30, they just assume that, well, you know, these polymer frame striker fired pistols are, that's the common standard. It's not. And they've only been the common standard for about 15 years.
Yeah.
For the longest time, Glock was the standout. They were, I don't know if we talked about this on your show or not, but I recall back in the early 90s, the pundits of the time, the gun writers, you know, the established gun writer corps. And I remember a guy, and I don't think his name is important, but he was an established gun writer in the 70s and 80s. And he said that it's unique. You know, the Glock 17 was as unique as it was. American law enforcement would never accept a plastic pistol. Well, you know, fast forward to where we are now. And obviously he was incorrect. And it's not just the Glock. It's every, if you're a handgun manufacturer in the United States and you don't make a polymer frame striker fired gun, you're not in the running. You're an also ran. SIG does it. Smith does it. Walther does it. Freaking CZ does it. You know, Ruger does it. Everybody does it. And it's thanks to Gaston Glock. And if you go back and look at the Australian Army pistol trials, because, you know, that's how Glock obviously got its fame, was because it won the contract, you know. If you look at the other pistols that were put up against the Glock, they were all essentially what we would consider antiques.
Right.
You know, the Browning High Power was put up against it. The CZ pistol, double action CZ pistol.
P85?
I don't know if the P85 wasn't out. Wow, yeah, because the trials went from 80 to 81.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you look at the European pistols, the Berettas and the CZs and the Belgian high powers and all that, they were all essentially solid steel pistols, all steel pistols. And the firing systems were either double action to single action, you know, the old DASA,
right?
Or in the case of the Browning, just a single action. And Glock did something unique. You know, the reason they did, and this is what I think a lot of people just skip right over, was because Gaston Glock was not part of the establishment. He wasn't part of the established firearms industry. He was an outsider.
Right.
And so he didn't know what he wasn't supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know? And I that's important. And you know, like I said, love or hate Glock, it doesn't matter. He did something that nobody else was willing to do at the time. The big companies, the Berettas and the, you know, the FNs and CZs and all, none of them were willing to do what he did. And the reason he was able to do it was because he came from the outside and essentially he didn't know what he wasn't supposed to do.
Right. He was quite the, I mean, he was sort of like almost a cartoonish figure in that some of the stuff, some of his accomplishments, like when, his guy, Chris Ewart, lured him into the garage to look at a sports car, and an assassin hit him in the back of the head with a rubber mallet. Twice.
Yeah.
And Glock, who was he in his 60s or 70s at the time?
I think he was in his 70s at the time.
But he was a runner, right? And he wasn't some boardroom warrior or something. This was a guy that was a physical dude. He punched him in the eye socket, and I think he broke his eye socket. Then he hit him again in the mouth and knocked out his teeth and knocked him out cold. And then as soon as he got to the hospital, he had to, at the time, I think he had like $70 million in the bank that he had to move around. He got $40 million out, and then the guy who commissioned the assassin blocked $40 million, or $30 million. So that was his partner at the time. So, I mean, he withstood somebody hitting him in the head twice with a rubber mallet and beat him to death almost, and that guy's name was Jacques Pichur, 67 years old at the time. So he fought a hitman and beat him in his 70s.
It's crazy. And, you know, I've been following, obviously, as a writer, I've been following the book sales and because of the passing of Gaston Glock, obviously the interest in the history of Glock has been piqued by many. And the book by Paul, I think it's Paul Barrett is his name, Glock, The Rise of the American, like it's called like The Rise of the American Pistol or something like that. It's been out for like 10 years or more. But that book just shot back up to number one in Amazon's shooting sports category.
Yep.
And I know a little bit about that category.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. And along with it, of course, that is your platform of choice, like it is of many people. Right? We're going to get into that in just a minute. Although I do have a couple of questions about it in the way you have gone. I want to know why. I know why I've gone that way. I want to know why you've gone that way. Because you have you're calling the Glock 45 the perfect law enforcement pistol.
Yeah, I mean, there's only one or two improvements that can be made to it, and they probably won't be because of the customer. But we can talk about that in the next. If we're up against a hard break, we can talk about that in the next one.
Yeah.
Or are we?
Yes, we will. Of course we are. Of course we are. Of course we are. I was just looking at this because I guess this article was written after he died, but at the time when they were talking about the violent world he lived in, it was sort of like a latest happening, which that's 21 years ago, I think, that happened. So.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, it's been quite a while.
Yeah, studentofthegun.com, that's where Paul works. That's where everything that he does originates. He and his sons have put together a little media hub when it comes to gun education, when it comes to buying things that go along with being a student of the gun, because, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to being a student of the gun, and he touches on all of them. He has also started Student of the Gun University, which we have talked a little bit about, but not as much as we probably should have. And you're on Apple TV, Roku. What else are you on?
Oh, we're all over the place.
All over.
The best place to go is just studentofthegun.com and explore from there.
It's like a jungle gym for gun students. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in the name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We're talking to Paul Markle, student of thegun.com. The Glock 45, did you just only just get one recently, or did you already have one, or what's the deal?
No, we actually just, I'm kind of embarrassed to say so, but we just got our hands on one about a month or so ago.
Right.
I've been aware of them, obviously, since they came out with it. But we just, I didn't feel like I needed another one, but I was actually talking over the last year or so with some people, and I still know some people who are active duty police officers and sheriff's deputies and so forth. And what Glock has been doing quietly under the radar, and I don't think most gun people know it, is, they've been sending their salesmen out to these sheriff's departments and police departments and agencies. And if they still had the 22s and the 23s, what they were doing was they were, upgrading them to the 45. And if they had 17s and 19s that they'd had for a while, they're upgrading them to the 45 as well. And the agencies have taken to it, like ducks to water.
Right.
And the officers that I've talked to, who have used it, cops rarely get excited about this. And this is something that's unique. Cops rarely get excited about which gun they're issued. Because police officers, in general, by and large, are not gun people. They're not gun geeks. Very, very few are. And when you can get if a cop would tell you, I really like this gun, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
It really is. Because most of them are kind of just apathetic to whatever happens to be in their holster. You know, this is what the department gave me. I go on call with it. I meet the call and I move on with my life and I don't care. And one of the reasons I think that they might, there's actually twofold. One of the reasons they like the 45 is because a lot of these cops grew up never having shot 9mm pistols.
Right.
Which is bizarre. But we moved as a nation. We shifted from 357 Magnum revolvers to 40 Smith & Wesson pistols with, most people forget that. Most people believe that agencies deliberately chose the 40 instead of the 9. And that's not really the case. Very few agencies actually were carrying 9mm handguns when the 40 came out. So they, I know when I went through the academy, all of the sheriff's departments were carrying 357 revolvers. I went through the academy and half the guys I was in the academy with were shooting revolvers. And then others had, Smith & Wesson, the three digit 45 ACP pistol, the big silver, the big shiny silver. Yeah, the 645. And then they adopted the four digits and it became the 6045 and stuff like that.
4506.
4506. Yeah. 4506, man.
I love that.
Smith and Wesson. Yeah. The Smith and Wesson, I've always had kind of a love hate with them, with their model numbers.
Yeah.
You remember when they went insane during the auto days and it was like 5906 and 6004. And I call it like, geez, Louise.
They had a lot of variations.
Yeah.
A lot of models.
Whether it was blue steel, if it was blue steel, it had one designation. If it was stainless, it had another.
Right.
If it was double action to single action, it had one. If it was a DASA, it had one. And then they went bananas. And a lot of young people don't even remember this. When they started doing the DAO triggers,
yeah,
the double action only triggers, yeah. And that had another number. I'm like, geez, I cannot. You needed a score sheet to keep up with all of them,
or a translator.
But yeah, or a translator. But anyway, my point. Getting back to the point, a lot of these guys, they give them the 45, and they send them out to the range, and if all they've ever had in their career is a 22 or a SIG 40 or a Smith 40 or a Glock 40, and then they shoot this Glock 45 in 9mm, and they're like, holy crap, this thing's good.
Yeah.
I can shoot with it. And it's just, and of course, since the Generation 1 Glock, they've made slight modifications. It's never anything huge or crazy, but it's always just little tiny modifications. And one of the big and important modifications they did was the recoil system. If you look at a Gen 1 or a Gen 2 Glock, and it just, the recoil spring is just one single spring on a plastic buffer. And now you look at them, the dual captivated recoil springs, which they designed for the 26. And then after they designed that, they're like, well, if it's a good idea for the 26, why don't we design it for the rest of the guns, you know? So it really is, it's just that, you know, people say, oh, come on, it's only like a half inch difference. You know, the slide's only a half inch different than the 17. Just carry the 17. Who cares? For whatever reason, they found that sweet spot. And it's almost it's indescribable. It's one of those things where people are like, I don't get it. And you're like, well, you don't get it because you never shot the gun. Just shoot the gun. Go shoot the gun.
Right.
And you'll get it. And I'm sure you're probably with me. The more you shoot the G45, the more you like it.
Yeah.
The more you enjoy it.
Yeah. The only thing about it is that I sit back and I'm like, they cannibalized two of their guns doing it. Because before the Glock 45 came out, everybody, like Spec Forces, those guys, Spec Ops, they always defaulted to the Glock 19 because they look at the secondary gun as, you know, if you got to go to that, that's going to be a big issue. But also, if you're going to have to carry it, let's carry something light and small that still packs a bit of a punch, and the Glock 19 fit that bill really nicely. But then when the 45 came out, I'm sure there's a lot of Glock 19s on the used market now since the 45 came out.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If you follow the various retailers, various online retailers, and you see, you know, law enforcement trade-in,
yeah,
law enforcement trade-in Glock. So there's a reason for that. It's because Glock salesmen went around and they basically traded out all these 19s and 22s, 23s, 19s, 17s, and then of course they put them into the law enforcement trade-in market, and which is, you know, most of them are really good deals.
Right.
You know, they've got, you know, a lot of holster wear on them, but they probably haven't been shot all that much. And when it comes to now, the caution I would tell people, I always, you know, tell my students is, if you see a really great deal on a Glock 22 or a 23 that's a police trade-in, you're going to have to replace parts. Because the 40 Smith & Wesson, it was a brutal high-pressure cartridge.
I know.
And it broke guns. It breaks guns. I've seen something we don't bring up anymore because we've just kind of like gotten away from the 40 and no one cares.
I'll tell you what. Hold that thought because I want to hear this because I used to think that the 40 Smith & Wesson, the 40 caliber, was the bee's knees. I want to hear about it from you. Talking to Paul Markle, this is Lock & Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. In battle, Democratic New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez took to the Senate floor Tuesday, speaking out on the federal corruption charges against him. The senator says the timing of the charges demonstrates the bias of the prosecutors.
The United States Attorney's Office is engaged not in a prosecution, but a persecution.
Senator Menendez has been charged with bribery, fraud, and acting as an Egyptian foreign agent, along with accepting gifts from Qatar's government and helping a New Jersey developer secure millions of dollars in investments from Qatar. The next NASA moon missions are being pushed back about a year due to some technical problems discovered in recent testing. On Tuesday, the U.S. Space Agency announced the planned delays for the Artemis 2 and Artemis 3 missions. Artemis 2 will be a mission to take four astronauts on a journey in the moon. moon's orbit, Artemis 3, will be an attempt to put humans back onto the lunar surface. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back. I am talking to Paul Markle, student of the game. We're talking Glocks. And, of course, I just use my – do you like it when I use that terminology, the bee's knees? That's a good one.
You just lost everyone under 50, but that's cool.
I know. That's all right. That's fine. Anyway, the Glock 40 caliber, I thought – to me, see, I think 10 millimeter is a great round.
Mm-hmm.
It'll handle anything. Bigfoot. Shoplifters, anything in between, cars. I mean, it is a great round. And, I mean, it is a manageable round, at least in my Glock 20, right? In my Poly 80 Glock 20.
Oh, yeah. Well, the 10 mil, and what's hilarious to me is how in the last 5 years or so, people are treating the 10 mil like it's a new cartridge.
Yeah.
People get like, oh man, did you hear such and such come out with a new 10? Oh man. Like, yeah, I did in 1989, 1987, 1988.
Right.
I remember when Colt came out with the Delta Elite.
Yeah.
The Colt Delta Elite.
I like Delta.
And they basically just took the 1911, the standard 1911 and necked it down, you know, put a smaller barrel in it and yada yada and changed the magazine. Here's the reality. The 10 is brutal too.
Yeah.
The 10 is a breaker. What nobody wants to talk about. I asked a company last year at SHOT Show who's coming out with 10 millimeter 1911s. And I said, what did we do differently this time around to keep the guns from breaking? And the guy pulled me aside and he looked at me. He's like, nothing. I said, okay. Because there's a reason that the Delta Elite, I mean, they put the red triangle and the black grips and man, oh, and they called it Delta, you know, to give you the illusion that the U.S. Army Delta Forces was carrying them. They weren't. But those, they broke. And 40s break. And to their credit, everybody in the late 80s and early 90s, all the companies that came out with 10 millimeters, Smith and, Colt and, you name it, all of them, they just all kind of went away. You know, they kind of, they discontinued models and you know, the 1006 and so on and so forth. They all discontinued them and they just went away. Well, the reason they went away was because, you know, A, the 10 was becoming less popular, but also the guns were breaking. And the only company that introduced a 10 millimeter pistol and never recalled it, never discontinued it, and it didn't break was the Glock.
Yeah.
You know, nobody gives them enough credit for that. The Glock 20 is the OG of 10 millimeter handguns.
Well, see, but here's the thing with the Glock, when they came out with the Glock 22, I guess the beauty of it was it would fit in the same size as the Glock 9 millimeter. But the reason the Glock 23 and the Glock 22 get so beat up is because they're just not big enough to handle 40 caliber. Because I've always thought 40 is snappier than 10 millimeter.
Oh, 40 is. Well, reason you believe that is because you're shooting it out of compact guns. You're shooting it, and this is what everybody did in the 90s. And it's the FBI's fault, because the FBI blamed their incompetence on the 9mm cartridge. We don't have time to get into that right now. But the FBI got this ball rolling, and I was like you. In 93, I was excited. I mean, I got the Glock 23, the very first year they came out. It was a Christmas present, actually. And I still got that gun, but it doesn't shoot 40 anymore. It shoots 9. And I was young then. I was only in my 20s. And I was excited about it. You know, I read the press and, you know, I saw, you know, of course, all of the gun magazines had 40 Smith & Wesson guns on the covers and the Glock. And I ate it up. And I shot a lot of rounds out of that Glock. A lot. But I've had them break. And something we should talk about is the out-of-battery firings. I was on, and we don't talk about it anymore, and Glock doesn't talk about it anymore, but the 40s, the 22s and 23s, but the 22s especially, cops would have out-of-battery ignitions. And this is what would happen. They'd be in a string of fire. They'd be shoot, 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 whammo. Fire out of battery. It would lock the slide to the rear violently and blow the magazine generally out of the bottom of the gun. And the shooter would be left with a stinging hand and a look of shock on their face.
Very much so.
And I had heard about it, and then it happened on the range when I was there during a police qualification. And I called my good friend, my dearly departed friend, Walt Rausch. And I said, "Walt, what do you know about this?" He's like, "Oh yeah." He said, I asked him, another good friend of mine, Rich Grassi, who's a retired cop, and they're all like, "Oh yeah, we don't talk about it." But when you call Glock, their first question is, "What ammunition did you put through the gun?" And if you say anything but Winchester model blank blank blank, they'll tell you that you shouldn't have done it. You know, to their credit, they modified the 22. They came up with the Gen 3s and the Gen 4s. But let's face it, it took us 20 years to figure out that we really didn't need the 40.
Right.
That we didn't get a much advantage. You know, the advantage wasn't there, but the downside, the detriments were. You know, the breaking guns, snappy recoil, the reduced capacity. You know, and we're not shooting, you know, today we're not shooting World War II 9mm ball ammunition.
Right.
You know, the ammunition that we're using today is way better than it was 20, 30 years ago. And with the, you know, the new Lehigh bullets, the Honey Badger ammo, bullet expansion now is a moot point. You don't even have to worry about it expanding. It doesn't need to expand. You know, the Lehigh bullets or the Honey Badger brand from Black Hills, well, they don't even, they don't need to expand, but they perform like a hollow point.
Right. I don't know. I just looked at that. Some of the models that Glock, as good as Glock is, because what I like about Glock is when you take it apart, it's a very simple gun.
Oh yeah,
it has very. If it's going to fail, it doesn't have enough points of failure out there. It's not. It has so few moving parts. It's just the simplicity is the genius of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's an engineer's dream.
Right. But
you know,
they were so good with it with the 9mm. They came out with the 357 SIG. They came out with the 45 gap. I mean, when you heard about the 45 gap, were you like running around clicking your heels, going, "Oh!"
Yeah. Well. That was a bit of an ego trip.
Yeah.
Well, there's two reasons for that. And, you know, the American gun market, the American handgun market it's a double-edged sword. On one hand, it's fantastic because you can sell, you know, nobody buys guns like Americans. That's it.
Right.
You know, Glock isn't making all these guns to sell to European citizens. We are the biggest market. And because we're the biggest market, companies have to, they have to kowtow or they have to, you know, listen, I guess, to the American consumer.
Sure.
And American consumers, you know, still, when did the gap come out? 15, 20 years ago?
It's been a long time. I remember when it came out, I was like, what is it?
Everyone's like, Americans are still like, nothing shoots like the 45 or nothing, you know. I was like, okay, calm down. But yeah, that was an attempt to placate the American shooting community, and at the same time put the Glock name, attach the Glock name to a cartridge, and it was obviously a failure. Oh my gosh, you think the 45 is snappy?
Hang on a second. We're coming up on the last break. Paul Markle, student.
Last break.
Studentofthegun.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the firing line, talking to Paul Markle from studentofthegun.com. We've been talking Glock the whole way through. With the advent of the 45, and now we've got the 47 and the 49, are they trying to get a little more modular?
They kind of are. And here's my own opinion on modularity. Americans need to calm the F down with this. Your gun doesn't need to be a Mr. Potato Head.
Yep.
Someone commented that the reason that the Army picked the M17 320 SIG, whatever, because there's greater modularity, and that's why they didn't choose the Glock. That is a specious argument. That argument is based on emotion. It's not based on reality. You know, it's a modular handgun system. That is the absolute last thing that the military needs, is a modular handgun system. They don't need a whole bunch of moving parts. They don't need to buy kits and cases and so forth, guns. But let's be fair. To be fair to Glock, they've got a product that has a 35 to 40 year track record.
Right.
And the SIG, like or love, you know, oh, I love my 3-0 or whatever. Whether you love your SIG or not, it doesn't have the track record.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't. So why would you spend $1 billion on a product that only has has basically a dubious track record with, you know, the 320s? You know, I'm not trying to crap on SIG because I like SIG, but let's face it, they had to recall them because they were going bang when they shouldn't have been going bang.
Yep.
You pick a product, were the Glocks perfect out of the gate? They were close, but not 100% perfect. But they've improved, and they've had time to improve them, and they've had time to work out the bugs and so forth. Whereas with the SIG, it's a brand new toy. They haven't had time to work anything out. That is the beauty of, and I wrote that in the article, of the G45, is they took the 19 X-ray, which was their submission to the Army's trials, and the Army's like, we don't want it, you know, because it's not modular enough or whatever. It was just stupid. And they said, well, we'll make it black, and we'll sell it to cops. And that's exactly what they did. And so whether they got the Army contract or not, the Glock 45 is, you know, it came from the 19X, and it works. It's great. So I didn't say what the downside is. The downside for the optic system, if you want to put an optic on that, you have to use the adapter plates.
Right. You know, and I think from this point forward, and I did it with my 17 and my 45, I had the slide milled for the optic I was putting on it.
Right. That is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when you're Glock, and you're not talking about selling one gun, you're talking about selling 500 guns.
Right.
Or 400 guns.
Right.
Or whatever. Or thousands of guns. Or tens of thousands of guns. Whatever. Unfortunately, we haven't come to a happy, we don't have a USB when it comes to optics, to mini red dots.
Right.
You know, you guys all remember the days of the myriad adapters that you would have to buy for phones. Every time you got a phone, it was a new adapter.
Right.
I mean, you probably have a drawer with old chargers that don't even work anymore for anything. You know, I know
it's right next to my box of holsters.
Yeah. Well, the best possible, if you're going to mount a red dot to a pistol, to a handgun, the best possible way to do it is to mount it directly down onto the slide. But if you're Glock and you're trying to please everyone, and that's not just Glock, it's everybody.
Right.
You know, Sig's trying to please everyone, Smith's trying to please everyone. And, cause what are you've got the Burris Fast Fire, the Doctor Optic, the Leupold footprint, and the Trigicon footprint.
Right.
And let's face facts, the Doctor Optic and the Burris Fastfire are, they're not contenders. So the two big ones right now are Trigicon, the RMR footprint, and the Leupold, the Delta Point footprint. And Shield, the Shield optics fall in that category too.
Right.
But yeah, the best way to do it is just to, and I'm not trying to tell them how to do their business. But you know, selling you adapter plates for the Doctor Optic or the Burris Fastfire Optic is an exercise in futility. There's like, I don't know.
Well, they can't be very good. They can't be very good.
Yeah, there's like two people in America using those.
Yeah.
So, but you've got the Trigicon footprint. And if you look, you know, the screw, basically it's where the screws sit.
Yeah.
You know, people like, you know, if they would just get in a room together and just, how do you do that, Bill?
Well,
how do you get these guys in a room together?
And
get them.
CNH Precision makes really good adapter plates, but the shortcoming of the adapter plate is you got two more screws that are holding that down. So that's essentially three moving parts when it's under, when it's underneath stress, which every time you pull the trigger, you're putting it under stress. So,
right. So now you got more screws, more threads.
Yep.
More. And you also got added height.
Yep.
And that's one of the complaints that people have about transitioning to a red dot is because now it doesn't look the same. It doesn't, you know, the sight plane, the sight picture is different, and they have to retrain themselves to find the dot.
Especially with the block. You gotta put that angle we used to push it out and overcome that grip angle. Now you got to pull that back a little bit to get, or lower the gunner a little bit. It's a little bit of a curve.
Did you put the additional back strap on your 45, on your G45?
No.
I did, and I really like it.
I might do it. I haven't done it yet. I've thought about that. I would really like it if somebody would come out with a back strap that filled up less of the back strap, less of the back, and just flattened it out a little bit. Put Jared on that one.
Yeah, I put the, you know, there's either nothing or medium or large.
Right.
You know, and I put the medium on there, and that's, I did all my shooting with that. And I put that new EOTech, the E-Flex, the EFLX
right.
mini red dot, and that's got the Leupold footprint. So I chose the Leupold adapter, you know, the Delta Point adapter thing. And it does sit high. which is just, you know, I'd rather it didn't. But hey, that's the way it is.
That's the way it is.
You know, I don't know how you know, if they wanted to do, you know how Smith and Wesson did the performance center stuff,
right?
And they're like, well, we're not going to make a million of these, but we'll make 1,000 of them, and you can get it from the performance center. If I was Glock, and I'm not, but if I was Glock, what I would do is I would do a run of direct mount, and I would just pick just the two, either the Delta Point footprint or the RMR footprint,
right?
Because Hollow Suns, which everybody buys, Hollow Suns are the Trigicon footprint, the RMR footprint,
right?
And just let people choose and say, you can either, you know. And of course, they're like, well, who cares? We got adapter plates. Yeah, but we don't want the adapter plates. We want to be able to mount it directly onto, because that's the best way to do it. And when you do that, what do you know, Bill? When you pair that up with the Night Vision Accurate sights, man, it's like peas and carrots. It's like peanut butter and jelly. They work together.
The ones that I have on mine, I have the Accurate sights on mine, and I have enough of a co-witness there to where it still works.
So, right. So if
it doesn't have to be God hated you,
right, and that your battery died. Let's just say God hated you and your battery died. You could push it out, look straight through that glass screen, and see your front sight.
Yep. Outstanding stuff. We've run out of time, Paul. Once again, thank you as always. Thank you for everything we did in 2023. I look forward to 2024. And all the stuff we may or may not do. So thank you very much for that.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.